Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. I was speaking to a man who was having difficulties having children. He's a man of great emunah, and be'ezrat Hashem, we hope to hear good news very soon. He mentioned that he heard a Devar Torah that has given him so much chizuk, and be'ezrat Hashem, I will repeat it so others can get chizuk as well. When the Jewish people complained for meat in the desert, Hashem told Moshe he was going to provide meat for every person every single day for 30 days straight. Moshe replied that there were 600,000 men alone eligible to be soldiers, not to mention all the others. With all the flock and cattle that they have, would that be enough? Or even if they would go to the sea and catch every single fish there, would that suffice? Rabbeinu Bahya'i writes on that pasuk, Chas v'shalom, to say that Moshe would question Hashem's abilities to provide for the people's needs. Moshe knew Hashem could make a miracle. Rather, Moshe was saying to feed that amount of people would require an open miracle. And the people were not deserving of having open miracles done for them, especially because of the lack of emunah and Hashem that they were displaying at that time. So Moshe said to Hashem to feed them b'derech hateva, with their existing flock, or to go catch fish would not even come close to being enough food for them. So how are you going to provide meat without doing a miracle? To that Hashem replied, Hayad Hashem tiksar, is the hand of Hashem too short? Hashem told Moshe, you don't think I could find a way to give them meat in the natural way of the world? Even though seemingly, they could only be helped through a miracle. Hashem was saying he could do what would normally necessitate a miracle in the natural way of the world. And indeed, the pasuk says further, Vayagoz salvim minayam. Hashem took existing birds that were already by the sea and caused them to fly to the Jews in the desert and naturally fed them meat like he said he would every single day. If a doctor would tell a patient, you need a miracle to be helped, the patient would become very disheartened and may even despair. Miracles are not easy to come by. If someone was thinking, for me to get married would require a miracle, or for me to live in that neighborhood would require a miracle, or for me to get that job would require a miracle, now they could have renewed hope that they don't need any miracles to be done. Hashem could give a person everything he needs in the most natural way, where it will not have to look like a miracle. Hayad Hashem tiksar, is Hashem's hand too short? Even if we don't deserve a miracle, Hashem could still give it to us without a miracle. Even if our generation is unworthy of seeing open miracles, that does not preclude Hashem from helping us with anything we need help with, even though it seems like we need a miracle to be helped. In general, we're not allowed to pray for open miracles, but we don't need to ask for miracles. We just need to ask Hashem to help us, and He knows exactly how to. B'derech hateva. There is nothing that we can't be helped with. Let us use these words of the Rabbeinu Bahya'i and have renewed strength in our tefillot and feel that Hashem could always help us with whatever we need. Have a great day.